online phenomena, like the live cam communities we just heard about, have a way of sounding strange and alien to those of us who don't use them. That cultural chasm deepens when online trends suddenly leap into the real world. Like this past weekend, when two preteen girls nearly stabbed one of their peers to death. A terrible crime that was allegedly inspired by an internet urban legend.
According to court documents, Morgan Geiser and Anissa Wire, charged as adults with attempted first-degree intentional homicide, believed they would become agents for a fictional internet character named Slenderman by killing their friend, and then could walk to his proverbial mansion, according to the criminal complaint.
The Slenderman character is usually depicted as tall and faceless and dressed in a black suit, and was created as part of the online genre of horror fiction called creepypasta. In January, we spoke to the writer Will Wiles, who investigated creepypasta for Eon Magazine. With so many now trying to understand this popular online subculture, we offer this clip to provide a little context for what creepypasta is and why, like the ghost stories of yore, people choose to share it.
Well, it derives from a more general term, copypasta, which just comes from the words copy and paste, meaning any short piece of text or image that is copied and pasted around web forums and shared widely without necessarily being attributed to an author or a point of origin. There are dedicated sites like the Creepypasta Wiki and creepypasta.com. They're also shared on more general forums such as Reddit and 4chan. Scary stories serve a useful social purpose. They let us know which fears we have are commonly held, and we know that other people share our fears, which is, inherently reassuring, even if the telling of the story is very scary. As you mentioned, the campfire is a social experience, not a private one. So, there's always been great value to fright. Retrospectively, it stands to reason that this would be ported into the internet age.
For listeners who've been following the bizarre attack in Wisconsin and seek a fuller understanding of creepypasta, we posted a link to our full interview about the creepypasta genre at wordofmouthradio.org. We hope it offers a little context into a story that's left a lot of people searching for answers.